Ana-ana longsor gedhe ing Kishtwar.
There is a big landslide in Kishtwar.
Aku wong kuatir.
Many people are worried.
Landslide bisa nyeri kulawarga.
The landslide can hurt families.
Pemerintah mutusake kanggo ngungsi wilayah.
The government decides to evacuate the area.
Dheweke ngandani keluarga supaya metu kanthi cepet.
They tell families to leave quickly.
Keluarga-keluarga ngemas barang-barang.
The families pack their things.
Dheweke rumangsa gugup lan wedi.
They feel nervous and scared.
Akeh kulawarga menyang panggonan sing aman.
Many families go to a safe place.
Udan mandek kanggo sedhela.
The rain stops for a moment.
Wong-wong mikir menawa bebaya wis rampung.
People think the danger is over.
Nanging udan miwiti maneh.
But the rain starts again.
Wong-wong durung aman nganti saiki.
People are not safe yet.
Keluarga-keluarga kudu nemokake panggonan anyar.
The families must find a new place.
Dheweke ngarep dina sing luwih apik.
They hope for better days.
Ana-ana akeh jinis transportasi.
There are many types of transport.
Wong-wong nggunakake mobil kanggo lelungan cepet.
People use cars for quick travel.
Sepeda iku apik kanggo olahraga.
Bicycles are good for exercise.
Bis-bis ngangkut akeh wong ing kutha.
Buses carry many people in cities.
Kereta iku cepet lan gampang kanggo digunakake.
Trains are fast and easy to use.
Motor cikle iku nyenengke kanggo bocah enom.
Motorcycles are fun for young people.
Mlaku ya iku cara sing apik kanggo tetep sehat.
Walking is a good way to stay healthy.
Pesawat bantu kita lelungan adoh-adoh.
Airplanes help us travel long distances.
Saben transport duweni kauntungan dhewe.
Each transport has its own benefits.
Kita butuh transportasi sing apik kanggo urip saben dino.
We need good transport for our daily lives.
Transport iku penting kanggo sapa wae.
Transport is important for everyone.
Pilih transportasi sing bener kanggo kebutuhanmu.
Choose the right transport for your needs.
Transport menehi kebebasan kanggo obah.
Transport gives us freedom to move.
Ing kahanan darurat, tetep tenang iku banget penting.
In emergency situations, staying calm is very important.
Kowe kudu tansah duwe rencana darurat.
You should always have an emergency plan.
Rencana iki kudu nyakup nomor kontak kanggo bantuan.
This plan should include contact numbers for help.
Sampeyan kudu nglatih rencanamu sing darurat kanthi rutin.
You must practice your emergency plan regularly.
Yen-yen ingaan geni, sampeyan kudu ngungsi kanthi cepet.
In case of a fire, you should evacuate quickly.
Iki uga penting kanggo ngerti metu paling cedhak.
It is also important to know the closest exit.
Nalika bencana alam, mirengno marang pihak berwenang.
During a natural disaster, listen to the authorities.
Dheweke bisa nyediani informasi sing migunani lan bantuan.
They can provide valuable information and assistance.
Aja zona berbahaya lan mireng karo alarm.
Avoid dangerous areas and listen for alarms.
Yen sampean krungu alarm, aja njupuk siji serius.
If you hear an alarm, take it seriously.
Sak selalu nderek instruksi sing diwenehake dening pejabat.
Always follow the instructions given by officials.
Jogo senter lan banyu cedhak iku gagasan sing apik.
Keeping a flashlight and water nearby is a good idea.
Ngerteni ngendi kudu menyang ing kahanan darurat.
Know where to go in case of emergency.
Tips iki bisa mbantu sampean tetep aman.
These tips can help you stay safe.
Atmosferane listrik nalika AC Milan ngadepi Atalanta ing pertandingan penting.
The atmosphere was electric as AC Milan faced Atalanta in a crucial match.
Penggemar kebak stadion kanthi antusias ngarepake kick-off.
Fans filled the stadium, eagerly anticipating the kick-off.
Kaloro-loro tim wiwit kuat, ngulangi dolanan agresif.
Both teams started strong, exchanging aggressive plays.
Penyero Milan, Liao, gawe sawetara kesempatan kanggo tim.
Milan's forward, Liao, created several opportunities for his team.
Atalanta mangsuli kanthi serangan balik cepet, nuduhake katrampilan.
Atalanta responded with a swift counterattack, showing their skill.
Babak pertama rampung tanpa gol, nanging ketegangan bisa dirasakake.
The first half ended goalless, but the tension was palpable.
Nalika babak kapindo diwiwi, loro tim nambah tenaga usaha.
As the second half commenced, both teams intensified their efforts.
Pemain bertempur kanggo saben inci lapangan, nuduhake katrangan sing luar biasa.
Players fought for every inch of the pitch, displaying remarkable skill.
Ing menit kaping 75, Milan nyetak gol sing apik, ngirimake wong akeh menyang kegilaan.
In the 75th minute, Milan scored a brilliant goal, sending the crowd into a frenzy.
Atalanta, ora wedi, nyandang maneh kanthi sengit kanggo nuduhake keseimbangan.
Atalanta, undeterred, pushed back fiercely for an equalizer.
Nanging, pertahanan Milan kuat, ngalangi saben upaya.
However, Milan's defense stood strong, thwarting every attempt.
Sigan pungkasan muni, lan pertandingan rampung kanthi skor 1-0.
The final whistle blew, and the match ended with a score of 1-0.
Milan ngrayakake kamenangan sang angel diusulake, nalika Atalanta lunga kanthi sirah tenanan dhuwur.
Milan celebrated their hard-fought victory while Atalanta left with heads held high.
Real Madrid entuk kemenangan penting lawan Athletic Club ing Sabtu kepungkur.
Real Madrid secured a pivotal victory against Athletic Club last Saturday.
Menang iku nandani wujud apik tim nalika mlebu pungkasan stretch musim.
This win underscores the team's excellent form heading into the final stretch of the season.
Pendekatan taktis mereka iku agresif lan disiplin, gambarake strategi pelatih Ancelotti.
Their tactical approach was both aggressive and disciplined, reflecting coach Ancelotti's strategy.
Performa kasebut tampilake kemampuan kanggo adaptasi lan ngatasi tantangan.
The performance showcased their ability to adapt and overcome challenges.
Luweh maneh, kamenangan iki nambah kapercayaan nalika dheweke ngarepake gelar liga.
Furthermore, this triumph boosts their confidence as they aspire for the league title.
Nalika musim maju, ketahanan dheweke bakal diuji nglawan-lawan sing luweh angel.
As the season progresses, their resilience will be tested against tougher opponents.
Ing gondhapengin, saben pertandingan bakal ngangkut bobot penting.
In their quest for supremacy, every match will carry significant weight.
Pungkasane, kamenangan sing nyenengake iki bisa nyetel nodo kanggo sisa kampanye.
Ultimately, this thrilling victory may set the tone for the remainder of the campaign.
Penggemar lan analis podo antusias, ndeleng carane tim ngatur segmen kritis iki.
Fans and analysts alike are eager to see how the team navigates this critical juncture.
Ing kesimpulan, kalau dane saking Real Madrid nglawan Athletic Club iku sawijining buktine ambisi lan kapabilitas.
In conclusion, Real Madrid's victory against Athletic Club is a testament to their ambition and capability.
Ing jagat moral filosofi, siji asring nemoni rumit dilema sing nantang kerangka etika kita.
In the realm of moral philosophy, one often encounters intricate dilemmas that challenge our ethical frameworks.
Pertimbangna masalah troli klasik, ing endi siji kudu gawe pilihan antara ngorbanake siji urip kanggo nyelametake limo liyane.
Consider the classic trolley problem, where one must make a choice between sacrificing one life to save five others.
Skenario iki nyurung pitakon jero babagan naturo moralitas lan eksistensi manungso.
This scenario prompts profound inquiry into the nature of morality and human existence.
Para filosof kaya Kant lan Mill wis ngusulake pandangan sing beda-beda babagan utilitarianisme lan etika deontologi.
Philosophers like Kant and Mill have proposed varying views on utilitarianism and deontological ethics.
Imperatif kategorial Kant nyaranake yen individu kudu tumindak miturut prinsip-prinsip sing bisa diaplikasikake secara universal.
Kant's categorical imperative suggests that individuals must act according to principles that can be universally applied.
Ing kontras sing banget, utilitarianisme nyata a immoralitas saka tumindak gumantung marang akibat.
In stark contrast, utilitarianism posits that the morality of an action depends on its consequences.
Pandangan sing bertentangan iki mbukak kompleksitas sing ana ing gawe keputusan moral.
These opposing perspectives reveal the complexity inherent in moral decision making.
Sakap, iki dilema ngajak kita mikir babagan nilai-nilai kita lan pengaruh pilihan kita marang wong liya.
Ultimately, these dilemmas urge us to reflect on our values and the impact of our choices on others.
Ing kesimpulan, filsafat moral minangka kaca ngungkapake intuisi etika kita lan norma sosial.
In conclusion, moral philosophy serves as a mirror reflecting our ethical intuitions and societal norms.